Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On Capitol Hill, the U.S. House is voting later today on a Democratic resolution to block President Trump's emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. If the resolution passes the House and then the Republican-led Senate, President Trump will likely give it his first veto. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko represents the 8th Congressional District of Arizona. Congresswoman, how are you planning to vote today?
Oh, I'm voting against the resolution, and I'm supporting the president. I live in Arizona, which is a border state, and so when Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi continuously say that this is a manufactured crisis, they're wrong, because I've been down to the border a number of times, and I've talked directly to the Border Patrol agents, the boots on the ground, and the officials, and all of them, when I asked them, said that a fence is needed as part of the solution.
So when you say that, and you've talked to border officials, I think there are many people, aside from border officials, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, who are saying this is not an emergency. In fact, the illegal border crossings are at a nearly 40-year low, that the majority, when we talk about drugs coming over the border, the overwhelming majority of opioids that enter the U.S. come through legal ports of entry. Could you explain the disconnect between facts like that and what you are being told or what you're saying?
Well, when I talked to the Border Patrol agents, I mean, they said they need a fence. And so we don't know what's coming over. I mean, we can detect what's coming over that we catch at the ports of entry, and they have good detection equipment, but that's what we catch. I mean, who knows what comes over in the other parts?
But if we don't know about it, then how does it become a national emergency? And why an emergency now?
Oh, because tons of people are dying each and every day from drug overdose. And if you don't see the thousands of people that are traipsing across the countries in order to come into our nation, to me, that's a crisis.
So, Congresswoman, is that not the case also in Canada? I mean, this is we have two major borders, and there is a significant amount of drug interaction on both borders. Are you not worried about what's happening north of the border as well?
Of course, I'm worried about every border and our national security. I'm on the Homeland Security Committee, but you can see visibly, you just watch TV, you can see the hundreds, thousands of people that are crossing over our border. I've been to Nogales. They have a fence in the city of Nogales, but you get right outside the city of Nogales, it's a three-strand barbed wire fence. Anybody could go over it. They could go under it.
And on the other side, there are many who say they don't understand how the president could declare this a national emergency, because even he says he didn't need to do this, but he wants to get it done more quickly. How could something be a national emergency if the president said he didn't actually have to do it?
You know, I don't know what he meant by that, but it's certainly needed. We need a border fence. I think that he has clarified what he said, and it is a crisis. This is a problem that Congress needs to fix on one side, but we tried. So the president had a solution. He doesn't have a choice. He has the constitutional mandate to protect our nation.
But let me ask you this. When you say that the president has, it's imperative that a president protect the people, how would you rate gun violence or climate change or racial hatred, which is costing lives? Would you rank those as national emergencies as well?
Well, there's certainly things that we could do. I don't know if they would be called national emergencies.
Do you think climate change is a national emergency that requires immediate attention by this government?
I don't think it's a national emergency, no. What I do think is that we should continue to work to make sure that our environment is clean. In Arizona, just the other day, I joined Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, and we went to a solar facility that had battery backup power. And this is a private company, and they are proactively using renewable energies with battery backup powers. You know, this is the free market working to protect the environment, but also working to give quality energy at an affordable price to consumers. And I think that's how we need to solve the problem.
I want to ask you just one more question about the funding. $6.6 billion in military and drug interdiction funds would be diverted to building a border wall. How would that affect your constituents in Arizona if there is less funding for drug interdiction efforts in Arizona, a border state? And also, how will it impact the construction projects that are going on at three Arizona military bases?
Yeah, I think that's it's a valid point, and we need to make sure that we supplement any funding that we divert from other areas. You know, this is very early in the preliminary stages of what will be taken or transferred from other funds. But first, the very last one, what I've been told, would be any military construction on bases here in the United States. That's the last resort. And besides that, as you know, there's lots of lawsuits that are going to be filed against this emergency declaration. So who knows how long this is going to go for. And ultimately, it may be decided by the United States Supreme Court.
Do you think that's going to be what happens in the end?
Probably.
Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, representing Arizona's 8th District. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
It's great speaking with you. Thank you.